like any Filipino family, they want you to be a certain occupation, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it was engineer. You know, and I told my pops, man, I'm so bad with math this time, I would not even cross my own bridge if I built it. You know? I would never walk into my own building if I built it. That's how bad it is. But I decided to go with psychology, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was very interested in psychology. You know, there's something that really bored me, but I was really interested in human behavior. You know, why people behave the way they are. Why do, you know, I was involved in relationships. Like, why do people treat people in this manner? So I did a lot of workshops, you know, through my church. You know, we did like retreat. You know, I did workshops on drug and alcohol treatment, you know, gang intervention, teen pregnancy. You know, I was doing all those workshops because, you know, I like to present. And the helping piece didn't really connect with me. I was just like, hey, you know, I just like to help out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought of it as being a career.
Yeah.
You know, I just enjoy it. When folks wanted to call and talk about their problems, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm just talking. But I never thought that would be in my career.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I graduated in 99 with my BA in psychology. 99. 4 years passed by, 2003. Somebody said, man, you're making good counselor. 2003. 4 years later, and I decided, hey, you know what? Let me try to apply to this master's program counseling, you know. And my grade wasn't that great. My GPA was pretty low. So what really catapulted me into the program was just my panel interview. You know, just telling them what I needed to do. So I attended the panel interview, and I think that was the one that catapulted me because it gave me an opportunity, you know, to let them know why my GPA was low. You know, and then I wanted to help those who are in the same situation and help them bring it up by giving that support. You know, and also gave me an opportunity to let them know what I did in the community. That was, you know, a counseling type of career.
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted me. And I saw that as a blessing. You know, this is my opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, you know what? I got into the master's program. I don't care how hard it is, how much I've struggled, I'm going to do it. And in 2 years, I got my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it feels real great to be able to do something that some people back in the day, like counselors and teachers, never expected me to do.
Yeah.
You know, if I could see those teachers again and show it to, I would. Oh, man, it'd be
great. Like a little bit, like a redemption, right?
Like a redemption.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to prove to them, but I also want to prove to myself. And if I don't go this hump, how can I help others?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to do it for the future folks.